On the air on 90.5 FM, online at btbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We're back at the Evinrude Center. Just over 5 minutes remaining in the first period. Still the Petes holding on to a 1-0 lead and looking for more. Elliott for the Petes defense to Duick. He has some time. Cutting inside. Dalladay's there to help him out. Backer, he's been busy. Another save. Good job sliding to the side of the post there and shutting that door. The faceoff will be to the right of Backer in the Raiders zone, where it's been for most of the part of this first period. Faceoff, still fighting for it. Petes regaining possession again. It's Brew, I believe it is. Dalladay along the boards, behind the net. Raiders fighting for it. The Petes, as mentioned, they're just the hungrier team right now. Elliott from the point. Shot was going wide of the net. Duick, good job to get a stick on it. He was in the slot. Now the puck's behind the net. Still fighting for it. Now Duick. Oh, if he could have controlled that. He had an open shot there. Now the Raiders. 2-on-2. Although the Petes are doing a good job getting back here. Zamora gets into the Petes zone. Zamora stops. Good defensive job by the Petes there to break it up. Didn't see who it was from up here. Brown, I believe it was. It was Brown. Number 8, Taman Brown. Good job defensively. The Raiders retreat all the way back to their zone. Now they're in the neutral zone. Jean-Luc Moreau-Hernandez cutting inside. He's in the slot, but the Petes smother it up. And now Fitzgerald again. I'm not sure if he's gotten off the ice yet. That was just a big body check there, and I'm not sure that's allowed, but no penalty. They're both just fine, though. Now Crossman with some speed for the Petes. Crossman on the outside. Shot. Good job there by Backer again, getting a stick in it, just pushing it wide, not giving up a rebound either. Petes still in the attack, though. Very awkward angle shot. Backer. I've already lost count how many saves you've had. 3:33 remaining in this first period. Petes holding on to that 1-0 lead. Faceoff will be to the left of Backer this time. Shot from the point. Deflected wide. That was Kekki with the shot. On net again, and Backer smothers it up one more time. They'll try it again. Faceoff again to the left of Backer. And who else but Fitzgerald taking the faceoff for the Petes. Shot doesn't quite reach the net. Took a deflection. Goes into the corner. Petes still going for it. Crossman. Fitzgerald behind the net. Fitzgerald being pushed off the puck. Good job defensively there by Oliver Yema. The wraparound. Just smudgering it home. Where's the puck? It's in the crease. Half the players on the ice are in the crease there. And the puck somehow doesn't cross the goal line. The Raiders get away with a break there. And all they can do is clear to the neutral ice. And the Petes, Kekki, gets it back in the Raiders zone again. All Petes in this first period. Fitzgerald along the corner. Nice pass there. Good snapshot. Evans had a golden opportunity there. And Liam Backer, the Raiders goalie, although he's given up a goal, he's been the player of the game so far. He's been the busiest player, to say the least. And the faceoff once again in the Raiders zone. 2:47 remaining in the first. Dalladay for the Petes. Wins it. Barely. Backhander on net. Backer again with the save. Rebound. Backer keeping the Raiders in it single-handedly. Oh, and there's a deflection. Backer. How is he doing this right now? Unbelievable save. Remember the name. Liam Backer. Wrister. Guess who? Backer shuts the door. And one more time. Backer can't do it all. The Petes capitalize on it. Dalladay just pushes it in. Thomas Dalladay, number 18, makes it 2-0 for the Petes. All the possession in the world. A shot from the point. Backer was on his head going from one post to the other. He couldn't save that one, though. Thomas Dowdy was there to clean up the rebound, and it's 2-0 Petes. Well-deserved, too. 2:27 remaining in the first to see if they can make it 3. And now the Petes on the attack again. The deflection. Good opportunity there for the Petes. The Petes are looking very strong. We've seen them already in the Minor Hockey Game of the Week earlier this season, but they've improved since then. That was maybe, what, a month, 5 weeks ago or so? And that puck goes all the way down the ice for an icing, and it'll come back into the Raiders zone. Two minutes remaining in this first period. Somewhere between 50 and 100 shots for the Petes already in this first. Of course, a little bit of exaggeration there, but not much. The Raiders have been on their heels, with their back against the wall, since the beginning of this game so far. Now the Petes forced a turnover. That wrister, that was Duick. That would have been a goal to remember too. And the puck is in the neutral zone. That shot by Duick was high and wide of the net. A backer only saw it once it was past him. Now Fitzgerald again in the Raiders zone, behind the net. Good job defensively there by Michael Toussignan to break that up. Shot from the point. Oh, crossbar! That literally went over everyone's head on the ice and had the perfect trajectory to drop down right in the bottom far corner. We're talking centimeters there, and it would have been a top goal or a top shelf goal. And now Zamora for the Raiders go the other way. But the Petes defense shuts the door and quickly turns, looking to turn defense to offense now. That was Cooper Poskin. The Petes just looking like the better team right now. Brown, Damon Brown there to help him out. And the puck, the whistle's blown dead there after the puck is stuck in the corner in the Pete zone. 1:05 remaining in this first period. Faceoff will be in the Pete zone. The faceoff will be to the left of Landon White, who's working on a shutout. Only working on maybe one, maybe two saves so far. So easy shutout as of now, but still tons of hockey to go. And the Petes win the draw, just get it out into the neutral zone. Puck is kind of at a standstill. Everyone's just kind of hacking away at it. Now the Petes head into the Raider zone. It's Evans, Ryder Evans. Tries to find his teammate Dowdy in front. Good job defensively though. Jakub Danishevsky, I think it was. And now the Petes circling, slot, couldn't get the shot, couldn't get it on net. Now Kai Kekki from the point, wrister, again, stop before it reaches the net by Marco Romani. And now Dalladay behind the net, avoids the check, cuts inside, beautiful move there, good passing play. And that was Evans, who had the one-timer, took a good save by Backer. And Fitzgerald, I believe it was, still, he earned a penalty for the Petes, so, or my mistake, the Raiders are going to the box, and the penalty was on Fitzgerald. I believe it was interference, or I guess checking, really, because you're not allowed to hit yet at this stage, and that's exactly what he did. He laid down the shoulder. Ty McGuire is going to the box for 2 minutes or less. 15 seconds remaining in this period. Petes win that draw. Oh, and that could be an ugly turnover. The Raiders have a breakaway. He's 1-on-1. He's 2-on-0 with the goalie, all alone. Oh, and he makes no mistake of it. Short-handed. Hunter Medeiros. We have a game. That is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Raiders as they cut the lead in half on the penalty kill, 2-1, with 6.3 seconds to go. That is exactly what the Raiders needed. Game on. All that momentum, the Petes, built up for the first 10 minutes of this period. Just got washed away like that. They still hold the lead. But man, the Raiders have to feel good about that one. That's going to do it for the first period. A late goal from the Raiders sees this game all not tied up. Petes is still holding on to the lead 2-1. But man, that's going to change the mood of this game, no doubt. Second period continues on the other side.